Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Opa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해. 커피 시키기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 그런 선호해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 갈 때까지 가볼까 오빤 강남스타일
One bleeds red, and one bleeds blue. Two friends, one heated rivalry. It's intense. It's no holds barred. It's game time.
Hey, all right, let's go!
On Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, with your hosts, Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Scott and Mike and their versatility bring new light to many topics in and out of the world of fantasy sports. Guests can reach the show by calling 347-324-5404. Red versus Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide. Let's hope they're still friends afterwards. Here they are, Scott and Mike.
Friday, and welcome to the Red versus Blue Friday Night Football Show, wherever you may be. Thanks for making us part of your night. I'm Scott Atkins, team legacy in the world of high-stakes fantasy football. Here at Red versus Blue, we take an inside look to the pro circuit of fantasy sports. As always, I'm joined by the Big Blue co-host from Brandenburg, Kentucky, Michael Trim. Mike, we are now hosted by a couple of Wintergreen Way leagues here up in the local neighborhood league. We got Randall 420 up in the house, and we got Hungry Hippie Matthew. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Scott?
Live studio audience, Mike. What do you think, bub?
Hey, I love it. I love it. You got Randy and Hungry Hippo. What's Hungry Hippo's first name? Hippo?
Hungry Hippie, man. Hungry Hippie.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love it. I love it, Scott, that you guys can get around together, Randy and Hippie and Hungry Hippo and whatever the heck, and just have a good time, man. You know, this is the time right now. You know, it's a shot at the big prize. This week, it starts the shot at the big prize of what everybody's worked so hard for. So let's let it roll.
That's right, man. It is week 14 in the National Football League. It's a big week for fantasy football in general, but for the high-stakes leagues, it's even bigger. The $200,000 grand prizes are at stake in the FFWC and the FFPC. We got $100,000 at stake in the NFFC. We've got a lot of other contests to talk about tonight. Everybody can reach the show at 347-324-5404. That's the number. You can call us up with all your who do I start questions. We might have some time to take some calls at the end of the show, so just hang on if you do call in. We stream live on fsc.fm 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Fantasy Sports Channel brings you fantasy coverage. You can also download our podcast on iTunes. You can check it out and download it on your iPod or MP3 player. So this is the Red versus Blue Friday Night Football Show, now sponsored by V2 SIGs. A little bit of a name change, but we are home of FF Toolbox. We are home of fftoolbox.com now, Mike. It's very exciting to be part of that. We are going to talk about the FFWC, the 200 grand. We did award our first vehicle in the world of high-stakes fantasy football. Pretty freaking cool, man. A little 2012 Fiat 500 Pop. You know, it's a nice little fun car, probably 110 horsepower, nothing major, but it's a little sporty, little lightweight car. So, you know, it's gonna be fun to drive around. And Corey Gardner from Hershey, Pennsylvania, won the car, highest point total in the regular 13-week season. He gets the car, and Mike, it's just nice to be able to do that. And we're arranging delivery as we speak.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I mean, you know, whether it's for him, you know, a daughter, a nephew, whatever it may be. I mean, I think it's awesome, man. Just the fact that you guys can be able to do that and deliver it, and that's going to be pretty cool.
Well, you got a lot of teams, Mike, and so we are going to get started here with this Wintergreen Wake League here. So real quick, we're going to start with these guys. This is the live studio audience we have tonight. Randy 420. Randy, you won the league the last 2 years here in the Wintergreen Wake League, so he's got the bragging rights. Why don't you say hello to America?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great. Keep it going, Randy.
Randy is a consummate professional at this sport. He's meticulous with the matchups, analyzing them every week. Doesn't manage as many, but he is in also an ESPN pay league. I think it's $35. They give away a $3,500 gift card, Mike, from Best Buy, right? And he's in it.
Right.
And we start to look. We're like, well, how many people are playing in that league? And so we go to the leaderboard, and there's only 50 teams that they show, and you can't find out how many are in the leaderboard. So I had to Google this, right? I Googled ESPN fantasy football, and I found an article from like a Baltimore reporter, and on the article he says, Baltimore man wins ESPN fantasy football, beats 3.1 million fantasy players, and wins a $3,500 gift card. And I'm like, wait a minute, does that really match the accomplishment what this guy just did? He beat 3 million people, and you know, we can run contests a whole lot better than ESPN, so we're real excited to do that. Hungry Hippie?
Well, Scott, let me jump in and ask Randy, who's better, Randy or Scott? Come on, Randy, step up. Who's better, Randy or Scott?
Well, you know, I think Scott would probably say he's better, but, you know, I think we're actually pretty equal.
Pretty
equally matched. We have a lot of the same ideas on people we like to start.
What I'm afraid of, Mikey, is I've got Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and Arian Foster, and I want to talk about this. I want to bring this up with you because how much of a risk is this here? I've got Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and a lot of high-stakes guys do too. But if they're going to run away with this league, what's going to happen week 16? I mean, we're already seeing Arian Foster slow down. If they get the home field in the AFC, what happens with the Falcons guys, the guys that own the Falcons players, and Gonzo too? You got to be a little scared of that.
No, I don't think you do. I think we're going to be full steam ahead, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, one of my sleepers that you guys might not be thinking about, that I don't know, is Jacquez Rogers. I mean, he's going to be a star this weekend. So I really expect him for a big game. Atlanta, they cannot afford to get to step off the pedal, because how many games have they won by 10, 12 points? How many games have they won by less than 7? These guys, they're not winning games easily. They've got to step on the pedal and step on it hard.
Hungry Hippie is in the live studio audience tonight. Matthew, he's been number 3 2 years in a row from the Wintergreen Wake League, so he's missed out on the big dance, but he knows his stuff when it comes to fantasy football. What's the pick you're most proud of? Is it the Ridley pick? I mean, you were pretty stoked about Ridley all year.
It's got to be the Ridley pick. I took him 6th round or so. I was happy about my team this year. A lot of bad luck. Second highest score, but didn't make the playoffs. Just one of those years.
And, Mike, that's something here. These guys, they play. They don't play PPR, number
not
one.
PPR.
I'm trying to get them to convert, because basically more points, more fun.
Oh,
right?
No. Well, dadgummit, that's the same way our league is here. In our local league here is in Brandenburg. No PPR, and I can't. It's hard for me to wrap my heads around a non-PPR.
But the local draft. You got to support whatever it is. But also, they don't give any wild cards to point scorers. So Matthew's a victim of that, because he had one of the higher points totals for the year, but they only take the head-to-head. So that's one of the reasons why it's very good in these high-stakes contests. All of them do it. You get the point totals get you in, as well as the record, because record can be kind of fluky, you know. And
that's correct.
That's what we're learning here. Well, Mike, we've got the crew here, the chat room here at Red vs. Blue. We affectionately call the crew. We got Ali Fontana in the house.
Don't forget the Bud Light, Scott.
we got the Bud Light in the house.
Bud Light.
It's Fat Tire Friday here. Billy Waz, Code Cracker.
Joe Light here.
Henry Muto, IPS driver. Anita Jag, what's up? Joey Brown's having a big year in high stakes. Rampo Road Warrior, Shane P. Hallam. And Sideline Sage, Roger Gonzalez. We're going to talk about a lot of these guys tonight, Mike. We're going to start off with the discussion topic. We're going to do the discussion roundtable right off the bat. The thoughts on the NFL Player Safety Committee, real quick, before we get to week 14. We might go overtime tonight, so don't worry, guys. Contemplating a new NFL rule removing the kickoff, Mike. The proposed change, from the way I understand it, Teams that score would get the ball at their own 30, where it would be 4th and 15. They can either choose to punt the ball or go for it. What the hell is that?
I first heard it yesterday, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, Goodell is, I mean, he's falling off a cliff. First off, what 4th and 15 for Tom Brady, you know, Peyton Manning, what's 4th and 15 to them? That's nothing. That's nothing. They would give it a shot. Why not? Especially if you have a defense behind them. This is not going to fly, guys. There is no way. There is no way this is going to fly. Goodell, I don't know. When he released this, the dude is crazy. I really think the guy is crazy. But this isn't going to fly. Even if it does, like I said, you're going to have your teams that score. That's only going to make the teams that score that much better because they're going to convert in 4th and 15. What's harder, 4th and 15 or 4th and 3?
Yeah, it's about the same these days, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm kind of curious, though. I haven't heard the official ruling. Does this apply to the opening kickoff, too? I mean, do you start the game 4th and 15 from the 30 and you choose the punt? Is that how it starts?
First score.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Scott. It's the first score.
All right, after the first score.
It's simply they want to eliminate injuries. That's the obvious thing on the kickoff.
Yeah.
They want to do that. And they've seen over years, the more they score points, the more offense they love it.
Right.
So that's what they're going for. You start the 30, you're going to more likely open with the touchdown drive. That's what everybody wants to see. It's unfortunate. They're drawing away from it, but I don't think it'll ever happen. I'm with you, Mike.
Hey, break out that fridge right there. We need another fat tire here
all
on Red versus Blue. 347-324-5404 is the number. We're going to jump right in.
I got a real question, Scott.
All right.
What would Devin Hester think about this rule?
Devin Hester has been unheard of in the fantasy world for a while now, so we don't really give a crap about Devin Hester. Trust or Bust is the new segment now, sponsored by OCFiat.com. Guys who were hot and cold in Week 13, are they a trust this week or are they a bust in Week 14? Mike, I'm going to start off. One of the guys we had on here played last night. I'm going to go ahead and include him. Brandon Myers versus Denver. He's already a bust, but, man, can you believe that? I mean, from a guy that gets a 40-burger on Rich's bench last night, at Code Cracker in the chat room here, to virtually nothing last night.
Yeah, you know, he didn't get much at all. He's been so hot of late. It just so happened that he went against you know, Von Miller, I mean, these guys were angry and mean and nasty. That Denver D, they can be really tough. So he just went against something that was a little bit too much that he can handle.
All right, so then we're going to lead this one off, and we're going to ask Randy here. Calvin Johnson was big last week. He was hot. Trust or bust for 25 fantasy points in PPR. Do you trust him?
Yeah, I think I do. I always trust Calvin. I mean, he just produces week in and week out. So, yeah, I got to say he's definitely a trust.
At Green Bay, you would think that that's going to be a lot of points scored in there. Mikey, Andrew Luck, the hero of Indianapolis, the heroics he showed last week were just incredible. I watched the replay of the game just to relive it, and what he did was nothing short of phenomenal. And he's only a rookie. It's only going to get better from here, but what do you say about Andrew Luck this week?
I trust him. I trust him. I continue to trust him. The guy's good. He shows incredible composure. RG3, Russell Wilson, let's not forget about him. But for this time frame, Andrew Luck, I trust him against Tennessee with no problem.
We got a question in the chat room, something about football. Matt Ryan or Andrew Luck, decision time for me. Matt Ryan plays at Carolina. And they do have a formidable pass defense. I don't know why. I don't really know what their situation is there, but I have seen the stats on this team, and they are pretty formidable over the last 5 weeks. When you look at Carolina, I saw this here. Let me scroll up. Atlanta and Carolina. Yeah, Carolina's number 6 in the league over the last 5 weeks, but let's see who they played. Washington, Denver, Peyton, Tampa Bay, Philly, and KC. They've only allowed 3 passing receiving touchdowns over that time period in the last 5 games. That's pretty impressive, but Matt Ryan has been kind of a bust lately anyway. I mean, I don't know what the hell's wrong with that team, but I would almost, if I'm something about football, I'm taking Andrew Luck. I'm riding the hot hand there. Let's go with Bryce Brown, Mike, the hottest running back in football. Do you trust or bust him this week with the McCoy situation and the concussion? I guess McCoy's not going to play again.
I bust him bad. And I'll tell you why. This Tampa Bay defense is ready. This Tampa Bay team, they really want to make the playoffs. Philly, they really have nothing to play for. Bryce Brown, he's had a lot to play for, and he's shown it in the last couple of weeks. But, man, I've seen a lot of these guys on Philly just kind of lay down a little bit. And I never thought they'd do that for Andy Reid. So I'm gonna bust Bryce Brown on the fact that they're playing against a team that is a little bit more hungrier, and that's Tampa Bay.
Joey Brown in the chat room, Tampa run D is good. The last 5 weeks they've allowed 3 rushing touchdowns, 100 yards, 340 yards. That's only 3.4 yards a carry. 40 receptions, 313 and 1. I don't know. There's no way I could bench the Bryce Brown love that we've been seeing. Cam Newton was huge last. It seems like Cam Newton is back. Can we all agree Cam Newton is back?
Cam's back.
So I think we all we trust him. Mike, do you trust or bust Cam Newton?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm busting him big time. Atlanta's coming after him. I don't know if that was Randy or Hippo back there, but I'm gonna bust Cam. Was that you, Randy?
That was both of us actually.
Yeah, they both trust Cam Newton. In this
oh
game.
Yeah, we like Cam.
Pulling through, we love him.
Now, not this week. You better watch it. There's gonna be you know, it's a little bit of, lower over and under than I expected, and I think most of his points are going to be scored by Atlanta, and it won't be Carolina. So, I don't know. Take a look at it, guys.
Interesting. Okay, well, Atlanta does have a formidable defense, that's for sure, but Cam Newton can get you with the wheels. You can't forget about that. Eric Decker was a cold player last week, and we were going to talk about trust or bust there, but obviously – you have to trust what he did. Torrey Smith is the next name on the list here, guys. Anybody have any opinions on Torrey Smith?
Anquan Boldin's been hot. He's been hot lately.
Yeah. He has been the go-to guy for Flacco.
But, Mike, do you trust Flacco this week throwing to Torrey Smith? I got this guy everywhere, it seems like, and he was really bad last week. He's coming up in a Washington matchup, which has been very forgiving to wide receivers. But they have been a little bit better lately.
You know, this game has got me all confused big time. I almost have to trust Torrey Smith in this situation. Anquan Boldin, I'm just not so sure. But then again, I'm not so sure with Torrey Smith either. So, you know, I'm kind of teetering there. But I would almost go trust with Torrey Smith.
All right, next name on the list. I hope you're right, Mike. I really do. He's an exciting player. He was a guy that I was trying to go after in leagues, and I think all of us were at some. We wanted to pay that fifth, sixth round price
he's
and get the
great big play capability.
Oh yeah, he stretches the field, and I would just to see. I think the problem is more Flacco. He's just not getting in the ball. Quiz Rogers was a big disappointment for me last week. It was another Thursday game, I think. We always get together for Thursdays, and Thursdays are always a disappointment.
They're always low scoring.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm tired from the weekend.
I don't know what it is.
Nobody wants to play those games.
I don't know if it's the defense really getting amped up for those games or what, but it's just always such a miserable game. Quiz Rogers this week, again, it's another Atlanta player against Carolina. You can usually eat up the clock against Carolina on the ground, so you like Quiz Rogers.
I do sort of, and I sort of don't at the same time, just because it's hard to trust somebody in a dual back set.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes he'll get 5 carries. The other day, he might get 15.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I do like to give him the goal line carry.
He's a very difficult fantasy back to start. He's more of a draft master guy. I just like to pick him and let him, you know, if he plays, he plays. If not, you don't have to worry about it. But another guy who's been cold for, I don't know, an eternity is Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, is he a bust or a trust this week, Mike, against San Francisco?
No way.
Bust.
Yeah. I don't think we have to dwell on that pick much. No. And then the last name on the list, it's funny, Mike, I do the championship leaderboard breakdown at the FFWC, and I break down every roster, and I let everybody know how popular the players are, because, you know, you want to know who the underdog is to root for on your team. And come to find out, the most popular running back was Adrian Peterson. 12 out of the 78 teams in the championship round at the FFWC have Adrian Peterson. But the funny thing is, 12 people also have Ryan Matthews. Mike, how in the world does that happen? I mean, how do 12 people that draft Ryan Matthews, probably in the third round, still make playoffs in the championship?
Well, that's because a lot of people gave up on AP. They didn't think that he could bring it back, which that's a remarkable story, and we'll touch on another show, because that's something else. What Adrian Peterson has done this year is something else. And then they're like, well, you know, Matthews, he can't do what he's doing. So if you combine those two, hey, you've caught lightning in a bottle. But right now, I think Matthews for this week, to be honest with you, is going to be a big time bust against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
Yeah, against Steelers run defense, Matthews isn't going to do much.
Yeah, and then you mentioned somebody's back for Pittsburgh this week, right?
Palomalu's back this week.
It looks like Pittsburgh got a lot of people back. Ryan Clark, Palomalu, there's a couple other ones on defense. Might not be a good.
Yeah.
You know.
I think Matthews is a 12 to 13 point guy here. It's not somebody you can get really excited about.
Throw him away.
That's the Trust or Bust segment sponsored by OC Fiat. We'll give that another shot next week and see if we can do a little bit better. High stakes rundown, Mike. This is what it's all about. You know, the funny thing is this is life changing money for a lot of people. $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 in some of these leagues. So it's very exciting these 3 weeks, and let's just start with the FFWC, our flagship. 78 teams made the chase for the $200,000. We talked about the car that we gave away to Corey Gardner from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Very excited for him to be getting that car delivered. We're going to try to do a YouTube video or something where, you know, once he gets to the dealership, you know, they come out jingling the keys. I don't know, it could be a minute long or whatever, just to see him getting the car started up and drive away or something. You know, that I think that'd be kind of fun, but we're very happy for Corey. And, Mike, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. He was pretty amped about it.
Yeah. You know what? The guy is he's – I don't know if he's new or he just is really amped up about the fact that he won something, but not about winning it, because he clearly stated that on the show on Red versus Blue. It's like, I want to win as much as I can win and just do whatever I can, because the dude was stoked, and I loved it.
We also saw Commando Fro. He was trying to go for the undefeated season, which is pretty incredible against this competition, to go 13-0 in the regular season. Chris Hart and Tolan Bialcini, they couldn't get it done. Great record nonetheless, 12-1, and we had those guys on the show. They are also invited to the championship round, so Commando Fro has a good team, and they are alive, Mike, for the $200,000.
Yeah, and, you know, that's pretty awesome. I mean, Commando Fro, you know, I've been able to meet him, and, you know, they're fun to be around. And, you know, it's funny. It's just kind of the cream rises to the top every year, it seems like.
Very good, guys. They had a poker game going in Vegas I was trying to get to on Friday night, or I can't remember which night it was, but they did arrange a poker game. It would have been fun to get and hang out with those guys. Mike, one question I will ask you that kind of leads up to that is, well, first let me ask Randy. Randy, is it harder to lead the contest in total points, or do you think to go undefeated?
Well, it definitely has to be go undefeated, because, I mean, in the 5 years I've been playing fantasy football, I've gone undefeated only one time.
Yeah.
I've been a points leader at least half a dozen times.
Right.
So there's no question on that.
You always had that one bad week that just gets you.
Yeah, undefeated is very hard to do in any head-to-head matchups.
Well, and you got to draft for the bye weeks, too. I mean, it's very hard.
Yeah.
Sponsored by VP.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. You know, it's funny when you set up the timeline and everything about what's going on with the show, and – you know, is it hard to go undefeated? You're damn right it is. It's real hard. You know, but score the most points, you can just accumulate points from left and right. You can end up a couple years ago, I had a team that went 7-6 after 13 weeks, and I'm going, wow. You know, and next thing I know, I mean, we had clearly the most points. So it's definitely harder to go undefeated.
All right, Mike, that's all from the FFWC. Again, the Mid-States Championship is going. This is the last week of the Roto Bowl leagues for a $25,000 grand prize. The Mid-States is another $25,000 grand prize. So a lot at stake for all of the players in that competition. Let's move on to the NFFC. We had the Red versus Blue Draft Champions League, the $150 league. Shout out to Roger Gonzalez, Sideline Sage, who is absolutely dominating this league, Mike.
Yeah.
He has run away with this when it hasn't been close for like the last 6 weeks. I want to tell you something, though, Mike. My team is third overall in points, and I haven't had a point, not a single point from a kicker, because we drafted that team really early, and I took two kickers that were signed at the time. They both got cut. One of them was Mara, and I can't remember the other one, but I've had zero from a kicker, and I'm third overall.
Oh, God. Well, you know, Scott, like I said, I've been there last year in that league. It was the same deal. I didn't have a defense 1 week or a kicker 1 week, so it's kind of different. If you look at that league, the point differential between third and seventh is it's pretty tight. So, I mean, it could come down to the next couple weeks.
The Fantasy Football Players Championship has a lot going on. 195 teams made the chase for the $200,000. Our friend and associate managing editor of the Fantasy Players Association, Rich McClellan, and Paula Lacey. Can't forget about Paula. They're currently in fourth overall. I started Knowshon Moreno and Prater last night. You got to contend that two of those guys could be MVPs of this playoff chase.
Great start.
Mike, let me read you the rest of this team. Eli, Lynch, Foster, Moreno, Wayne, Marshall, Colston, and Witten at 1.5 points per catch. That could be a $200,000 team, and Rich is in the chat room tonight. I don't want to jinx him, but it looks pretty good.
Looks great.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx him either. Good luck, guys. I mean, really, Rich and Paula, you guys got a great start on everything. Good stuff with going with Moreno and having the confidence in him, and that's what's got to do this late in the season when we're talking playoff time for fantasy owners, you know, to take that chance to say, hey, we're going to get Knowshon, and we're going to start him, and we're going to have confidence in him. So good job, Rich and Paula.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very happy for those two. Couldn't happen to a more deserving team. Also, I think that team has Gresham and Brandon Myers always trying to figure out that flex spot. And he picked Moreno this week, so he made very fortunate. And that guy looked like a beast last night. He had, like, I read the stat, it was 69 yards after contact, which set a record for him and a Denver, like, second best in the last 4 or 5 years or something. It was just crazy. But he looked fantastic, and relegated Peyton to the handoff machine. That's all he needed to do. And that's another topic there. Peyton Manning, he led you to the playoffs.
Oh, he didn't want to fail Peyton. That's what it was.
That's it, man. You know, we're from Indy up here, so, you know.
He knows what happens if he goes back to the
There's a lot of Peyton love in this room, Mike, I'll tell you that. But that's what it is. You know, Peyton has led a lot of fantasy teams to the playoffs this year, and now we're a little worried that things might start to slow down. That would be just awful, you know, to see something like that happen. So we don't want – Matt's like, no. Choke of the neck there. All right, let's move on to the FPC, the Football Guy Players Championship. 824 teams made the chase for the $150,000, Mike. 824 teams. I mean, geez Louise, we need a format change here. But look, currently our friend Joey Brown in the chat room leads the way. Number one out of 824 teams. Way to go, Joey. You got to hold off some competition. I have a team there as well, Mike. Cam Newton, C.J. Spiller, Mikel LeSure, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Wes Welker, Torrey Smith, Heath Miller, and Jonathan Dwyer. So I've got a couple of question marks. I'm going to ask Randy first. I've got to bench two of these guys. Dwyer, LeSure, Torrey Smith, or Heath Miller? Randy, I need to bench two.
I'm going to say you bench Torrey Smith and Heath Miller. I would actually start Dwyer
really?
LeSure in this situation.
You would start the two running backs.
I would.
You think LeSure? I mean, he gets a touchdown like every week, and I always have him on my bench because I'm just like, I don't know. You got Joey Bell stealing the
touchdown. I don't like Torrey Smith this week, even though he has a good matchup.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't trust Flacco being able to get him the ball. And with Heath Miller, I'm not sure how he's going to do. Roethlisberger's coming back from his injury. I'm not sure, you know, how sharp he's going to be his first game back.
Yeah, they might ease him back in. Matt, would you start the two back there, or do you like Torrey Smith, Heath Miller, or 1.5 points per catch?
Well, I mean, I agree with Randy, as I usually do, but I do like Heath Miller on this one. I don't know. I looked at it, and I like him this week.
He's a Pro Bowler.
He is, and he's solid. He gets you that touchdown. Last week was scary, that touchdown that came, but he got it. He got the 6 points, and that's all that matters, and I think he's going to do it again this week.
Shane P. Hallam in the chat. No way do you bench Heath. Allie Fontana, I saw on Twitter, 3 to 6 inches of snow.
Ooh.
Roto Info, XCOM X, Big Ben, and Heath are brothers. So, yeah, that's it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I'm going to, up to the very last minute, I will be trying to figure that one out. But
don't wait till the very last minute. Just start Heath Miller right now. That's my opinion.
About the snow.
All right, Mike, I need one more. Torrey Smith, LeSueur, or Dwyer getting all the work?
LeSueur.
All right, LeSueur and Heath Miller it is. Last but not least, no, we got two more leagues. The Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship. 64 teams made the chase for the $10,000, the trophy, and the 2013 high-stakes main event entry. Our buddy John Duckworth and Wayne Ellis from Evansville, Indiana, lead the way big time. Look at this roster, Mike. Romo, Foster, Martin, Wayne, Marshall, Demarius, Dez, and Witten. That's why they're winning.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. He really made headway with Doug Martin, Aaron Foster, and Reggie Wayne. I mean, it was Doug Martin and Reggie Wayne when he drafted. I mean, you could tell right away. It's like, well, I'm taking a chance here with Reggie Wayne. I'm taking a chance here with Doug Martin, Aaron Foster. You know what you're going to get out of him, and. You know, you got a solid running back, a solid wide receiver, and it worked out extremely well for Wayne and John. So these guys, they're doing well, but I'm in that playoff championship too, so I'm going after them.
One last lead. We're rooting for John and Wayne there. I'm in that. We're both in the Kentucky championship. If we can't win it, I'd love to see them win it as well.
Yeah.
The Wisconsin boys are in that too, Balky and Kurt and Dave and Leroy, everybody. Kimra's in it. Cindy's in it. Just a lot of competition from around the country have been coming to the Kentucky, the Midwest League. It's pretty freaking cool at the end of the day. The RT Sports League, I joined this one up at the last minute. It was a $250 entry fee with a $10,000 grand prize. It's a 16-team chase right now. I'm one of the 16 teams, Mike, and I've got one lineup decision to make, Gates or Pitta. Gates has been so unpredictable week to week, and Pitta has been too. San Diego plays at Baltimore, and you've got San Diego plays at Pittsburgh, and Baltimore at Washington. It's a very tough lineup call there.
I'm looking at it right now. One thing that helps me out with these games, Scott, is the over and under in games. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Right now, what I'm seeing at Baltimore is the 47.5, and San Diego is 39.5. San Diego playing, obviously, at Pittsburgh. Baltimore playing at Washington. Pitta might be the play for me, believe it or not.
I was going to go ahead. Allie Fontana in the chat room, you can find her on Twitter. She says Pitta, and she was the first one to answer. So I was going with whoever answered first, and she nailed it. Shane P. Hallam, I concur. Pitta, it's a lock. Pitta's in.
That's a good
Pitta's in. I'm trusting the chat room. I'm trusting the crew here.
Yeah, Gates has been a huge disappointment this year.
Oh, it's been awful.
Terrible.
It's just awful. All right, Mike, Q&A time. You know what? We did this the other night on the Twitter roundtable. I had an absolute blast with Jim Day and Allie. It was a great time to be on that podcast, and it was a little bit of a format, and I grabbed a couple of questions here that I really had a lot of fun with. And the first question was, name a player that hurt your fantasy teams the most in week 13. And I'm going to add, or last night. Or last night, because my answer last week was Jacob Tammy. Because I left him on my bench. He had 9 catches in the FFPC at 1.5 points per catch. Had a huge day. And so he's my answer to both questions, last week and last night. Because I go ahead and put him in my lineup last night. And he does nothing. You know, I should have known better. Stokely, I heard, was playing last week. Tammy played in the slot. And it made a lot of sense to me. But I could not turn down the 9 catches, Mike. It was too hard to turn down. So,
and that's true. If I had one player that hurt me last week, I really can't name one. Because I had a lot of points. I didn't leave anything on the bench last week. So I'll be honest with you, Scott. Nothing hurt me last week.
All right. Randy, what's the one player that hurts your fantasy team the most in week 13 or last night?
Well, it has to be Bolden, who I left on my bench.
Yeah.
Scored me 14 points. I could have put him in over Greg Jennings, but I went with Jennings because he was back.
Yeah.
And, well, that was one I wish I could
have. Not too bad. You had a pretty good week.
I still won my league because I was playing Hungry Hippie, but...
it's on now. The Winter Green
Wave. That's good.
For the airwaves. Matt, did you have anybody that upset you last week?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been hit and miss with Brian Matthews. Start, sit, can't predict it. And I came to the conclusion he just doesn't score touchdowns. He gets his catches, he gets his yards. He'll get 100 yards and 5 catches, whatever, but he will not get in the end zone no matter what happens.
And it's Ronnie Brown. And it's Ronnie Brown's in the way, dude. I don't know where this guy is. He just looked good in the preseason.
San Diego doesn't know what they're doing. Matthews.
They're all fired. Fire them all.
Get out of there.
You're fired.
Throw it to
Sean Green went down to the one. Do you remember that play, Mike? How do you feel about that? When somebody goes down at the one, we've seen that before. Brian Westbrook, remember? That was your guy.
I saw Jones Drew do it a couple
Jones
years
Drew
ago.
Jones Drew did it,
yeah.
And then Sean Green did it the other night. What do you think about that?
It's wide open, man. I mean, you know, it happens all the time. I'm so used to it now. It really doesn't surprise me one bit.
Oh, but if you're counting on those fantasy points and you end up losing a game by that.
Oh, it sucks. Hey, Scott, it sucks. I mean, let's face it, but are you really surprised when it happens?
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. They got to understand that there's fantasy players on the line here, fantasy money here. All right.
Well, I understand it. I mean, I understand it, and so does every fantasy owner. Whether you're on the winning end or the losing end of that situation, you definitely understand it. You've been there, and so you just got to shake your head and go, damn it.
Another question from the Twitter roundtable. You got to check out that show. Name one surprise team that will make the playoffs. I had to think about this one a little bit. And Mike, a surprise team that you think will make the playoffs?
Okay. Well, it was really easy for me when I saw this one. It made a lot of sense. It's going to be the winner of one game this weekend. And I don't know, Randy, Hippo, if you guys know it, but it's going to be between Cincinnati and Dallas. The winner of the Cincinnati-Dallas game this weekend will be a surprise team that will make the playoffs.
I actually like your pick very much there, because I actually have Cincinnati as my surprise team making the playoffs. I think they're hot right now.
Yeah.
They're playing really well.
They are hot.
They kind of control their own destiny in this. I think if they can win and win their divisional games they have coming up, they're going to sneak in there and take a Pittsburgh or Indy spot possibly.
Is Adriel Jeremiah Green the best wide receiver in football? I mean, he's darn close. I mean, Calvin number one, we give him the prize. Can we give Adriel Jeremiah Green the number two spot?
Oh, he's number two wide receiver without a doubt in my book.
Wow. And with Julio, do you have Julio up there?
I have Julio in my top five.
Okay.
AJ Green and Calvin are
Marshall up there?
Superior.
Marshall's up there.
He's in there too.
All right. Cincinnati was my pick on the Twitter roundtable the other night, and I said, look, they got to go 10-6, but I think they can do it. You know, I think they can be a 10-6 team, and in that last game, I think they play Baltimore, so that would be a real good showdown for Cincinnati to prove that they belong in the playoffs. And they're an exciting team. Dalton, Gresham, A.J. Green. Don't forget the law firm.
Ben Jarvis is doing really well
right
now.
Yeah. You know, I just can't get excited about it. Because
law firm won't do – he won't do anything Sunday.
Against Dallas?
Against
Dallas?
No, he won't do much at all. These guys are hungry. They're going
to be the 400-yard game.
Wow. Dallas has allowed 600 yards and 5 touchdowns the last 5 games.
Exactly.
He's played Richardson. They played Philly a couple times. They played Atlanta. Played Washington.
Don't forget when Romo turns it over.
Oh,
it's always December.
That's happening. That's definitely happened. I call at least 2 turnovers for Romo.
Yeah.
No, I say no. I'm not saying he won't have 2 turnovers. I'm saying that the law firm will not have 100 yards rushing. No way. Matter of fact, I will go right now on air and say he will not have 100 total yards.
All right, I'm writing it down, Mike.
That's rushing and receiving.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Rushing and receiving.
All right, Mikey. Mikey's going on the record tonight.
How many fantasy points is he going to get, Randy? You got the answer. What is it?
I think law firm's good for 16 this week. I think he's going to have
right now.
I think he's going to have 100
in the touch.
I think he's going to get 100 yards and a touch.
Hey, a lot of teams are counting on Green Ellis this week.
A lot of people have him.
I'm going to take the Redskins as my surprise team. Since you took the Bengals, because I was going to take the Bengals, and then when you took them, I'm like, okay, I'll take the Redskins. 6-6 right now, a team that can run the table, I think. If they beat Baltimore at home this week, their road gets a lot easier. Cleveland and Philly on the road, and then back home, Mike, to face Dallas. And I guarantee you that RG3 will not lose in Week 17 at home for the Hogs. They'll be a 10-6 team, and I think that gets them in, don't you?
Well, yeah, it very well could. But, you know, RG3 is playing very well, and you got to respect what he's doing for his team. It just depends on the momentum. I mean, a lot of momentum happens right now. We saw that happen with the Giants for years and years. So, you know, we'll just see. Then NFC East is just a mess.
Right? Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, we're going to move on to the next question. We're going to go right to the sleepers and busts for Week 14. So we're going to go to quarterbacks. First off, the sleeper that you're probably somebody that you wouldn't normally start, but this week you'd like to put them in the lineup this week. So, Mike, I'm going to ask you first.
Well, I'm going to go ahead with it might not be a sleeper, but it's going to be Matt Stafford. I'm going to start Matt Stafford this week. Depending on most teams have a lot of good backup quarterbacks, but in my opinion,
Stafford.
I love it every time he does it. I swear
Stafford's
I
a sleeper now. Is there red versus blue? What's the buzzer meter tonight, Mike? Are you at a solid 8? Where are you at?
I don't know. When I get done using the restroom, I'll be at a 9 after I get that beer.
All right, we're gonna go to your bust then, Mike. Who's your bust quarterback for this week?
Bust quarterback is Cam Newton.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we already.
That's what he said earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Not flying with us.
Do it again. Do it again. I dare you.
I'm gonna give you props because you are staying consistent. At least I was reading a text message from Club Veneer. Shout out to Club Veneer. All right, sleeper and bust. I'm gonna go ahead and go look. You probably weren't counting on Matt Schaub to lead you in your fantasy playoffs, right? If you drafted him, you were taking him as your number two quarterback, just as a backup. But they're playing the Patriots, and we all know how this game goes. I mean, always the Patriots have a very aggressive offense. They score a lot of points. What's the over-under on that game, Mike? Do you have that?
I'll pull it up real quick. Go ahead.
Well, while we wait on that, the Patriots pass D, we know they're very suspect. They're among the worst in the NFL. They average 280 yards per game. What is it?
50.5,
dude. I mean, look. 29th in the league allowed passing yards per game. This is and look, Andre Johnson looks fantastic. He's back, okay? You got Owen Daniels back, and you have a backfield that can run all day long. Now, New England has looked pretty respectable in big plays like sacks and interceptions and things like that, but this is a game that you always play the offensive players and the wide receivers and the quarterbacks if they're decent against the Patriots because that's just the way it goes.
Of course.
So – I think Matt Schaub is a guy that can sneak, you know, be sneaky for you and get you into the advance you in the playoffs. A lot of these playoff matchups are one and done, so you got to have a good week. My bust of the week is going to be Russell Wilson. And look, there's a lot of good rookies in this league right now. You've got Russell Wilson's right there with them. I mean, the way he's been playing.
Hold on.
It's more about the game, though. The way this game is shaking out, it's all about Marshawn Lynch. This is going to be beast mode time for them. He's been great. And Russell Wilson's been good. Look, 9 touchdowns in the last 4 games with no interceptions, plus 170 yards rushing. He's a beast, okay? He's looked fantastic. He's not in the Luck RG3 era, right? But he's right below that with what he's doing for that team. He wasn't expected to be the starter. He comes in, gets drafted, and beats out the guy that they paid the money to. So he's got them in the playoff hunt, and that's all you can really ask for a team like that. So Seattle's 7-5 right now. But when I look at Wilson, Arizona, they're a good passing defense, 850 yards, 7-10 the last 4 games against Green Bay, Atlanta, the Jets, and St. Louis. That's a damn fine passing defense right there. Look, 850 yards and only 7 touchdowns allowed in 4 games, 10 interceptions? That's Arizona pass D. They're really respectable against the pass. So
that's
I would sit Russell Wilson this week. Randy, who you got?
Who's your start? Who's your sleeper?
Well, my sleeper for this week, I'm gonna have to say Sam Bradford, going up against the Bills. They can't really stop anybody.
It's true.
I think if you're hurting on quarterback and you need somebody, I think Sam Bradford's somebody that can come in and get you a decent amount of points this week.
All right, Sam Bradford. Mike, what do you think about Sam Bradford? He's got some weapons to throw to. Chris Givens, Amendola's out, right? So
game time decision.
All right, St. Louis. Let me scroll down here. Let's see how they've been doing here. Passing game. Okay, 9. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm looking at the stats here for St. Louis, and it's interesting what they've done in the last 4 games. They're playing against Buffalo, who's actually looked a lot better. Recently, they've looked a lot better than they have all throughout the year. The year they've been terrible. If you look at their stats, they're like 28th, 29th. But for the last 4 games, Buffalo's only allowed 3 passing touchdowns. So maybe that's because they've been getting ran on all day long. But they did play New England in that. And they played Luck. They played New England, Luck, Houston, Miami, and Jacksonville in the last 5 games, only allowed 3 passing touchdowns.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible. So –
there might be some luck there.
All right, who's your bust, Randy?
My bust is going to be Tony Romo. I think he's going to
celebrate
this week. I'm just waiting for him to fall. He does every year. I think this is going to be his week where he really falls apart, and Cowboys will be out of the playoff race.
There you go.
Like usual.
Like usual, Mike.
We'll see.
All right, well, let's move on to running backs. We've got 15 minutes left in the program. It's been flying by. We might need a little bit of overtime tonight. Name one sleeper and bust for week 14. Mikey, I'm going to turn it over to you. Mikey, one sleeper and bust for week 14.
Good. I got a nice sleeper and a bust that is very similar to your quarterback bust. My sleeper is Quiz Rogers. I really think that Atlanta is just – they're going to be able to use the run game. They're going to dominate Carolina in this game, and I cannot believe this line is 3.5. And you know, I'm a betting guy, so it just blows me away. So my sleeper is Quiz Rogers. My bust is definitely Marshawn Lynch. The only reason I say that is because they're just not going to be able to run the ball at all. They're going to have a hard time, and that whole offense, whether it's Russell Wilson or Marshawn Lynch, they're going to have a very tough time just doing what they need to do.
I am in the chat room right now. Matthew, you had something to say about that. That was a division game or what?
That's a division game. Division games are always played tight, and I just don't see eye to eye on that. I got to disagree, and I'm going to say opposite on that.
Well, and Lynch is definitely not a bust. He's going to have a big week.
Lynch is never a bust. He's a top starting running back.
He's a top 5 back this week. Yeah.
He is beast mode.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
I need to go down. I need to go. Man, I can't make another. Gosh, but I'm going to. Marshawn Lynch, you'll be happy with 12 points or less out of him, fantasy football-wise.
All right, Mike. I'm putting you on the record, dude. Randy, one sleeper and bust for week 14 at the running back position.
Well, I don't know if this guy's really much of a sleeper, I'm going to say law firm Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is going to have a great game.
I think he's somewhat of a sleeper.
He's somewhat of a sleeper, but he has not been able to stop the run the last few games at all, and he's been on fire getting 300-yard games in a row.
I like it.
I think he's due for his 400-yard game in a row, and like I said, I think he's going to get a touchdown on top of that.
All
so
right.
I think he's a must-start.
Okay, and your bust?
My bust is he's really my bust for the whole season, and that's Ryan Matthews.
Okay.
You might as well just drop him off your team.
All right. Well, that's fair. That's like saying Fitz is a bust. I mean, that's what he's been, you know, recently. You have anything, Matt?
Well, yeah. I mean, I really like Sean Green this week against Jacksonville.
What? Really?
I do. I really like him. And,
my God.
Well, Jacksonville sucks. Sean Green, they're going to give it to him. That's all they're going to do.
I can see him being a possible sleeper.
With everything going on in
go ahead. Hey, I had an opportunity to get the Jets chant in. So you were saying?
Oh, Sean Green's gonna get hit. He will. He's gonna get it this week, and Jacksonville, they suck. That's all there is.
That's the way the Jets.
They're playing for the number one pick, and they don't care.
That's the way the Jets roll. They're going to end up having like a 30-point game, you know, on Sunday or something against Jacksonville, and all the buzz is going to be like, can the Jets make the playoffs? And we're going to be like, no, they can't make the playoffs.
And to echo Randy, the bust is going to be Ryan Matthews. Just put him on his bench, leave him there in the last spot. Don't even touch it.
Well, my bust for the week is Stephen Ridley. He scares the absolute kajibas out of me, Mikey. Playing Houston allowed only two rushing touchdowns all year. I think this is such a big game. I mean, can they get down to the goal line and sneak a touchdown in? Sure. I mean, that can always happen if you get tackled at the one and they bring in Ridley. But they could bring in Vereen. They could bring in Woodhead. Brady could punch it over the middle.
Or
he's got seven different guys to pass to. So
I wouldn't you know, Scott, I wouldn't be too concerned about that as far as your bust, because if you look up what Houston's given up in the last three games, I think it's like over 450 yards a game in the last three games. So just check down and check out the last three games and see if they've been giving up, because these guys have been giving up a lot of points.
All right, and my sleeper, you know, I'll take that under advisement, Mike. My sleeper is Steven Jackson this week. Look, I feel like we're going to see shades, and I said this on the roundtable, I feel like we're going to see shades of 2006 Steven Jackson. I mean, this dude is – how old is this guy, right? But
it's a contract year, is it not? He wants to go to a different team.
He can still get it done. Steven Jackson's a pro.
I said this on the roundtable, dude. I was watching the game last week, and there were a couple of times, you know, and they're playing San Fran. I mean, it's a big game, and they won the game, right? I mean, Greg the Leg, Legatron, whatever, Gregatron, I don't know what you call it. He's playing against a tough run defense. So, you know, whatever he rushes for, he rushes for. I wasn't really looking for the output and the production in that game. I was looking to see what he looked like. Now, there was one time that he looked like Barney Rubble out there where his legs were going, but he was just like – he didn't advance the ball at all. It was like they were going, but he just couldn't get traction. But there were other times that I saw that he ran really hard and he couldn't be drugged down. You know, he needed a team of guys to drag him down. And this is the type of game that I think Steven Jackson could really thrive in. Rushing and receiving. And I'm calling it right now, Mike. Steven Jackson is a top 10 back in week 14.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. That's a first.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me a bit, because Steven Jackson, what does he do this time of year? What is it, the 1st of December? What did he do last year about this time of year? I mean, he smokes. I mean, the dude is – I mean, he's tough. He's tough as nails. He's not looking for contract extensions. He just wants to work hard. And who's going to make you work harder? Jeff Fisher. And, you know, we're going to be talking about the St. Louis Rams. You know, not right now, but, you know, here in the next couple of years, we're going to be talking about the St. Louis Rams for quite some time.
It's Fat Tire Friday here at Red versus Blue. We are we're joined live by Hungry Hippie Matthew. We got Randall 420 in the house. Wintergreen Way, all part of my local league here in Indianapolis on our street. And we'll be heading to Club Veneer right after the show to finish up Fat Tire Friday. The wide receivers start sleeper and bust for week 14. Randy, I'm going to start with you. One sleeper and one bust at the wide receiver position.
Well, my sleeper is going to be Michael Crabtree, San Fran. You know, I think Kaepernick's really, really found a guy he can go to there. I think it's about time Crabtree's going to start blowing up, and Kaepernick likes to throw to him. So.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So he's definitely my sleeper for the week. I think he's going to have a really big week.
He looks a lot better with Cappy. It's almost like it's the Crabtree they expected him to be.
They've developed a little bit of chemistry together, I think.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, who's your bust?
Seems like Vernon Davis is out of the picture, so I like Crabtree.
No doubt.
My bust is going to be Fitzgerald. He just hasn't done anything this year. It is easy. He's a safe bet. They don't have a quarterback that can throw the ball there in Arizona. He has no chance.
The Lilly experiment is over, though. Yeah, it's now all about John Skelton.
It's Skelton now.
It's back to John Skelton. Mikey, your sleeper and your bust at wide receiver.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a sleeper that is from – it's going to be – can I use a tight end?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm going to go ahead and go with Donnie Avery. Donnie Avery is going to be my sleeper. He was kind of pretty hot last week, but he's going to go ahead and be my sleeper. My wide receiver bust that you guys might want to really, really look at is going to be Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall, this is going to be a tough game for him at Minnesota. The over and under is only 39, so that's going to make it a little bit more difficult. So, you know, I would go with my sleeper being Donnie Avery, my bust being Brandon Marshall.
Man, that is bold.
That's bold.
That is bold. I could never even imagine ever thinking that Brandon Marshall is going to bust no matter who he's up against. He looks like he can just he's taking the game to another level this year, and it's good to see him turn that around. I don't like Jay Cutler, but I like Brandon Marshall.
I don't like Chicago's offensive line.
Jay Cutler does. One sleeper. I'm going to give you two sleepers, actually. Justin Blackmon. Now, he's playing against Cromartie, but I have a feeling that Blackmon – And Henny, they have to get something going here. With Cecil Shorts out, you mentioned another guy out in the garage earlier. You said
Laurent Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is he going to play? I mean, what's going to happen? It's still Cecil Shorts is out, and he's going to be number two.
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not as smart as like Lou Tranquilli, but maybe somebody in the chat room could tell us if Laurent Robinson is going to play this week. That would be interesting to know, because otherwise, Jacksonville's counting on this Justin Blackmon to do something, but they also got – that tells you if they can't do anything, if Cromartie matches him up, Mercedes Lewis is going to get a lot of that.
That's right. That's exactly right. I think Mercedes Lewis is just the answer. If they don't know what's going on in the right wide receiver position, I think it's Lewis.
But it could be a 6-3 game. I mean, really, at the end of the day, Montel Owens, Sean Green, Sanchez. It could be bad. Another guy I'm going to give you is Josh Gordon as my sleeper. I think he still qualifies as a sleeper. 6 for 116 and a touchdown last week at Oakland. He's playing Kansas City. I think they're really gelling here. This Whedon-Gordon connection, it wasn't – I think we all expected it to be Greg Little, and then it didn't happen. It hasn't happened. It's only his second year. We got to give him a break. Year three is usually the breakout, but we haven't seen anything but drops out of Little and it kind of ineffectiveness. So I like this Josh Gordon kid.
I like Gordon myself.
Big play material.
Yeah.
Well, what about tight ends, guys? Let's look. You know, I really don't have a sleeper or a bust for this week, but I'm trying to break it down. So, tight ends are pretty important to this, to what you're trying to do. So, what's going to happen with tight ends?
All right, Mike, I'll start it off. My sleeper at tight end is a name that was on everybody's radar in the preseason. Is Jermichael Finley. He's been an absolute dog turd, for about 15 weeks of the year. The smelliest, man. And he has a great matchup this week, obviously, against Detroit. And I didn't get to give you my bust wide receiver. I think it's Greg Jennings. I really think that this is the week. Everybody's been talking about Jordy being out. I gave this away on the round table as well. You know, you think that this is Jordy's big week, with Jordy being out, that Greg Jennings is going to have a big week. And I think Detroit is going to try to game plan against that. They're going to try to take Cobb and Jennings out of the game, and we all know something about Aaron Rodgers. He likes to spread it around to about 11 different receivers before anybody gets a second catch. Before anybody gets a second catch, everybody else is getting one, and then we're going to go throw somebody else for two. So, I'm not ready to anoint Jennings as back yet. He's playing, but I haven't seen, the big plays yet. And, let's see what happens. But I see this as an opportunity for the Detroit to game plan against Jennings. That means he's got to throw it somewhere else, so why not to Jermichael Finley? So that's why he's my sleeper, my bust. I'm going to surprise you with this one, Mikey. I am very disappointed with Jimmy Graham. Jim Day had a lot to say about this on the round table. You want to download that podcast and listen. But he kind of sold me on it. I started researching a little bit. 4 for 30 and 4 for 60 the last couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on there. I don't understand it. And then you look at what the G-men have been able to do. Against tight ends, 13 catches, 150 yards, and a touchdown for the last five games against tight ends. I mean, they're really something in the middle of that field is very difficult to throw on. So I'm a little concerned about Jimmy Graham. Not that I would bench him. You never bench Jimmy Graham.
You can't bench him.
No.
Although Jim Day did say he would. But I wouldn't bench him. But I'm saying that I think he is not going to live up to expectations this week. Mike, no, Randy, you're up. Tight end.
Well, my tight end sleeper this week is going to be Pettigrew. I think with Broyles out for Detroit and losing Titus Young, they have to go somewhere else besides Calvin. He can't do everything.
That's true.
So I think Pettigrew is going to have another good week.
No. And your bust?
And my bust. Well, actually, my bust is going to be Antonio Gates, which is it's not much of a stretch, but he's been such a disappointment to me this year. I drafted him, and I traded him to you because I couldn't stand him. So
You did. I needed a tight end.
I don't trust Gates at all.
One bold fantasy prediction for Week 14, Mikey. Randy, I'm going to start with you. One bold fantasy prediction for Week 14. Anything comes to mind?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple things that come to mind. My bold fantasy prediction for Week 14 is Fred Jackson will score a guaranteed 15 points this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Freddie Jackson's
going to score 15.
Why would you say that? You're a Spiller owner. I'm a Spiller owner.
His wife actually drafted him in her fantasy football league. What? And he promised her he was going to get her 15 points. So I have to go with Fred Jackson on that. You promise your wife you're going to get 15 points, you better get 15 points.
He's got added motivation.
Either he gets 15 points or he's going to be in the doghouse.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
All right. Well, I already told you mine. My bold prediction, Steven Jackson, top 10 running back this week. Bryce Brown, third straight week, number one fantasy running back. That's my bold prediction. And, Mikey, what do you got?
DeMarco Murray.
What about him?
20 points at least.
All right. 20-point game. I could use that, man.
20 points at least against Cincinnati. They're going to start with running, and they're going to find a way to get it done.
Cincinnati's going to shut him down.
At Cincinnati, nope. 20 points for DeMarco Murray. What is his PPR, though? So, you catch a couple of dumpers.
That's true.
Romo's going to throw the dumpers because Cincinnati's going to be all over.
He's going to get his reception.
I really like
Romo's going to throw late draws. We're going to see delayed draws all day long.
I don't play PPR, so that's where I'm behind you guys.
Is Dez Bryant a top 5 wide receiver? I almost want to say yes.
He's
top 10.
Out of the blue.
He's top 10. He can be a top 5. He's
unpredictable.
Hungry Hippie, give us one bold fantasy prediction for Week 14.
Wow. Mine is Chris Givens, St. Louis wide receiver. I like him a lot. It depends on if Danny Amendola is going to play. If he is game time decision,
right,
you're going to have to watch it.
Gotcha.
If he sits, play Chris Givens. If not, maybe reconsider. But he's shown a lot of targets the past couple weeks.
You're right,
and,
dude.
Bradford loves him. He loves him, and it's meant to be right now.
Yeah,
Amendola doesn't play, and start Chris Givens.
Everybody thought it was going to be the Brian Quick, rookie year, and this guy. Well, yeah, you're right. 14 targets last week, 11 catches.
It's just the way it is.
11 catches for 19 yards, 14 targets, and then I remember he had like five games in a row.
Five games in a row,
he caught a 50-yarder. He's a deep threat kind of guy.
He's got the material.
I like it.
Cool. Hey guys, I just want to throw something out there. I'm getting ready to jump off here. It's been a great show. All of you guys are great. Scott, wonderful doing it. If you get a chance, listen to what Brady Quinn had to say after what's his handle. I can't remember the name of the guy that shot himself and shot his girlfriend first and then shot himself. Right. But listen to Brady Quinn and what he had to say about social media and how to deal with it and how to deal
with it.
Belcher, yeah. Yeah, it was very respectful, Mike. I give you that. I don't know what to think about
it. It really hit home to me because it's like, through the course of the day, everybody goes, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing all right. Good. Well, how you really doing? So, I just appreciate you guys and appreciate everything on the show, Scott.
Glad to have you here, Mikey. Good luck. One last thing. What team are you most excited about this week? You got a lot of action in the high-stakes world. What team are you most excited about this week?
I'm most excited about my Kentucky League. The Kentucky League, we're only 30 points back from fifth, and we've got a lot of things that we're extremely excited about that basically we're looking at Aaron Rodgers, Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, Big Ballard. Now, here's a question I have to ask though. Heath Miller, we got them, sorry.
It's Heath Miller.
Heath Miller?
Oh, it's Heath Miller.
Yeah.
Heath Miller, no
question. Okay. Okay, well, how about, yeah. So, basically, that's what we got. We've got Aaron Rodgers, Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, which is, for some reason, Adrian Peterson has gone under the radar this year. He has been a freaking stud. I mean, a stud, and I can't put it into words how good he's been.
I totally agree with you there, Mike. Adrian Peterson is my pick for the MVP this year. I know everybody likes to go quarterback, but Peterson, ooh. I think Peterson, the way he's played coming off that injury last year, he deserves.
But you got to make the playoffs to be MVP.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
He's playing
because
like
without MVP. Without AP, I don't think Minnesota wins one game.
Mike, who's your MVP?
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, this guy's busting runs left and right. And, you know, he had that injury in December of last year. And people thought there's no way he can make it back. Well, he's not only made it back, I mean, he's made it back with a vengeance. I mean, this guy has been a beast on a bad team.
Exactly. And no one wants to give the running backs any love anymore. It's like, you know, they should change the MVP to the MVQB, because all they want to ever do is give it to a quarterback.
That's good point.
And I don't think that's fair, especially with the year AP's having.
Hungry Hippie, who's your MVP?
Scott, it's Peyton Manning thing. It's my Peyton Manning thing. It's got to be 13 and a half years, half of those years in person at the Dome.
Yeah.
I know him too well. He's going to continue this win streak, and he is going to take this team deep into the playoffs. He is not screwing around.
8 wins in a row, 9 wins.
It's 9, yeah, I think, 9. Now. He is not messing around, and you watch out for Peyton if you're in the East, if you're in the AFC.
Well, the media loves him.
Get the job done.
The media loves him. He's all over every Papa John's commercial. He's all over everywhere.
He's getting his receivers.
The media loves him.
Figured out.
Yeah, it's really it's only a competition between about 3 or 4 quarterbacks, and one of them, Drew Brees, may not even make the playoffs. You got Rodgers. You got Peyton.
I'd love to. Hey, Scott, I'd love to ask Randy and the other guys, what do you guys think about moving forward next year when you draft? Has it become a heavy quarterback and wide receiver league now? I mean, if you guys remember about 5 years ago, you better get a running back quick. But now, what do you guys think about it?
Yeah, it's definitely tough to get running backs. I mean, they're pretty scarce.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot easier to stack up.
There won't be
wide receivers. There's only a few elite running backs out there, and then after that, you know, you're just kind of, you know.
There won't be a running back drafted in the first round this year.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, it's not gonna happen. Those days are over unless you have an elite player, and we already lost our elite player this year. So, I agree with you. I think it's Peyton Manning. I will give Andrew Luck consideration because he's 8-4, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And he deserves consideration. He doesn't have the stats that these other guys do, but most valuable player. Where do you think the Colts would be without Andrew Luck right now? They would be the one
to take. I agree, absolutely. I know they will never give a MVP to a rookie.
They'd be looking at Curtis Painter sacked on the ground. That's where they would be.
All right, we are in overtime at Red versus Blue. Mikey, stick around for this segment right here. It's the Who Do I Start?
Hello, Bob.
Here we go. Vic Ballard or Montel Owens?
Ooh. Vic Ballard. I go Vic Ballard.
Randy?
This was actually a tough one for me, but I actually have Montel Owens starting in one of my leagues, so I'm going to go with Montel Owens.
Matt?
It's Vic Ballard.
I think.
Look at who they're playing. Their defense sucks.
And Donald Brown's out, so I go Vic Ballard,
you
too.
Go Vic Ballard.
Definitely a good one, too.
Macklin at Tampa Bay. Mike Wallace versus San Diego. Matthew. Macklin or Wallace?
Oh, man, that is tough. That's a tough one. I think I have to go Macklin on that one.
Randy?
Yeah, I agree. It's Macklin. Even though with the quarterback issues there in Philly, I think with Deshaun Jackson out, Macklin's going to have to
quarterback
to pick up the flag.
All right. Mike?
Yeah, I'll go Macklin.
I take Wallace. I think with Roethlisberger back, you got the deep ball going back, and I don't know if there is a whole lot of Foles Macklin chemistry. And all you got to do if you're Tampa Bay is shut down Macklin and you win the game. Tom Brady versus Houston or Andrew Luck versus Tennessee, Mike.
Tom Brady,
Andrew Luck all the way. Matt.
Ooh, that is tough. I think Andrew Luck's going to put up bigger numbers.
I go Andrew Luck, too. Yeah. I totally agree. He has, if you look at the point score for the year, he's doing just as good as Tom Brady, and this is a better matchup.
He,
so
he definitely has a better matchup.
Put Luck on the fantasy radar.
Once again, Tennessee sucks.
Here's a deep one for you, Mikey. Quiz Rogers at Carolina, Reggie Bush at San Fran, or D'Angelo versus Atlanta. This is one of those desperation plays.
We know who he's going to take on this one.
But you like Quiz, don't you?
Yeah, well, I already said that one of my RB sleepers was Quiz. So I go Quiz, no doubt.
And you say
Matt? I'm saying D'Angelo.
D'Angelo? Nobody's talking about D'Angelo at all because he's been nothing. He's been
Well, Stewart was out last week, and I don't know if he's playing this week. But
between the three choices you gave us, I actually I'm going to agree with Mike on this one. I think DeQuiz
Quiz.
Is the best.
Is that right?
He might be able to get a touchdown this week. If D'Angelo would have went to Green Bay, would he be fantasy relevant?
I think he would be more fantasy.
Yes,
more is that now.
I kind of agree with you. I think he would be. Justin Blackmon, Mike, last one, or Michael Crabtree?
Ooh, Lord, let me look at the over and under here. Oh man, I almost got it. I gotta go Crabtree.
I take Crabtree too.
Unanimous.
It's got to be
Crabtree. My sleeper, one of my sleeper players of the week, and Blackmon. You know,
it's a risk.
Being matched up with Cromartie, I think it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
All right,
Scott. Let me ask you a question. You got an issue to deal with Cecil Shorts. Talk about wide receivers in one of your good leagues, Jacksonville. Cecil Shorts. He is not playing this week with concussion from last week. So have you able to been able to make an adjustment with that?
Yeah, you know, Mikey, that's a deep team of mine in the Kentucky League. I have, here are the wide receivers I have in that league, Garcon, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Torrey Smith, Randall Cobb, and Cecil Shorts. So I've got just about everybody covered. I'll be fine without Shorts, so I'll be okay. All right, that's all the time we have here on Red vs. Blue. Thank you to
thanks,
the Chatter crew. A lot of fun. Mikey, as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And look,
sounds good, Randy. Hippo. Hey, I love you. I might see you guys one day on Wintergreen. Okay.
Yep. Take care, Mike.
Yeah, you take care of yourself. Have a good weekend.
It was fun having Randy and Matt finally in the in the crew here, the chat room of Red vs. Blue. So you guys are welcome back anytime.
Sounds great.
We will see you guys next week. Another 11 o'clock edition of Red vs. Blue. We'll see you guys. Thanks, crew.
You've been listening to Red vs. Blue Sports Talk Radio, where Planet Red and Big Blue Nation collide, with your hosts, Scott Atkins and Michael Trent. Please join us next time.
Tell to all my lost boys.